शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। ब्यूटिफुल सॉन्ग, द मीनिंग ऑफ ईच वर्ड, द बेस्टोअर ऑफ ब्लेसिंग्स इज कॉन्स्टेंटली शावरिंग अपॉन अस ब्लेसिंग्स एज सतगुरु। How to use those blessings? What is the power of blessings? Blessings make everything easy, but how to receive blessings? Is it God who gives blessings? It's always said, God bless you. God bless you. You don't say, I bless you, but God bless you. God's blessings in different relationships. How we have relationship with God, accordingly we get blessings. Blessings come from parents also. Parents also give blessings with a very pure wish, with great bhavana feelings. Baba's blessings, unlimited blessings. A blessings bring benevolence. Blessing makes you benevolent. Blessings make the difficult task easy. Blessing makes you a donor, charitable soul. The blessing we receive. So how to discriminate, understand that these blessings is charity, but first, what is difference between charity and donation? Blessings makes you charitable soul, punya atma. What is difference between donation and charity? Donation is always of gross things. On the path of in everyday life, you give money, you give clothes. There are many institutions that help people giving physical comfort or to remove some physical problems, support. But charity is that fulfills the needs of the soul. Donation helps to fulfill the needs or meet the needs of the physical body, physical sickness, physical situations. But charity means that the soul becomes charitable. And charity does not, it charity means selflessness. Benefit for the self and benefit for others, but given with pure consciousness, without any expectations after giving any support, help, cooperation. In the subtle qualities, when we give with selflessness, the original qualities of the soul share with without consciousness that I am giving you. Not even in thought that I need or expectations of return. Do good and forget it. But it is in charity, it's not a question of forgetting. Because it's not giving with the consciousness that I'm giving. When I have the consciousness that I'm giving, then subconscious remains that I have given, and that seed I have given gradually is growing into the tree of some kind of gratitude, expectations, appreciation, respect. The moment it comes of giving, it means this consciousness of donor makes you beggar. But charity makes you charitable soul. Beggar in a sense that you expect your name, you expect your fame, respect, or any kind of subtle things. But when it, for example, in a charitable trust, you give charity, you give donation, what is expectations in this donation? I should get the income tax, no, return. It's automatically it is giving donation with expectations. But when you are a trustee, you don't have the expectations that I am serving and I should get some reward. You don't even allow to use it, the facilities that in a charitable trust are offered. So in the same way, subtle aspects of charity, Baba says in the Golden Age, you are charitable souls, punya atma. And from the Copper Age, you start become sinful souls. So charitable souls, in the Golden Age, no one is poor, so no one needs donation or charity. But they are charitable souls. Why? It's because purity is interaction with pure consciousness. Love is shared or expressed in soul consciousness. Respect is given, it's a natural respect, natural love, natural bliss, natural interaction of anything, not with high or low, elevated or not elevated, rich or poor. Though Baba says that in the Golden Age, some are wealthy and some are poor souls, but they are not poor in aspect of wealth. No one in the Golden Age is poor in wealth, because wealth means all material support that nature is offering. Natural resources is the source of wealth. And there everyone is wealthy in a sense that because all the building material, for example, somebody says, very nice, very beautiful house, big house, is a wealthy person. And here, there in the Golden Age, the gold and diamonds, the mines are full, it's not any money for that. Do you buy their gold? Will people buy gold, their diamonds? They are building material. And these natural resources are equally available for everyone. But the use of that, then what richness you have inside, the wealth of wisdom you have accumulated at this time, specialties at this time that you have filled, accordingly you make the value or you use it. And this is why knowledge is wealth. How much knowledge at this time I have inculcated, Baba, the ocean of knowledge, the sun of knowledge, is giving equally to everyone. But then, again, how much I take? Accordingly, even by being Baba's child, some are wealthy, and then it becomes number wise. Why it become number wise? Because of using it. So in natural resources, it's equally to everyone. But what has been my nature made at this time? How much I have become a donor and charitable soul at this time, that what it is my reward according to the golden age. So at that time no one is poor, not the consciousness of king and subjects. This begins from the copper age. Strength of everyone deteriorates gradually decreases. And so then by the time we come in the copper age, our quality then makes us believe, understand, rich or poor thing. For example, these curtains, right, they are made of good quality. So 10 years, 20 years, the curtains are still strong. 25 years, curtains are still strong. They have, but if the curtains are put of cotton material and you wash it for 10, after 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, that curtain, which served the curtain at one time, it was curtain, no problem. So subjects are subject and they are also equally doing the task that they have to do. The purpose is solved. All their needs are fulfilled. All what is inner feeling is satisfaction. Right? So those souls are at that time, everyone is contented, divine. So internally strength at that time is okay. Gradually, because the potential what was in the soul at this time and how much they have shared with others, that extra energy is that is marting, waking them higher or lower. It means how much I have actually become donor to my own self, mercy on my own self. What is behind donation? You give donation only when you have mercy on a person. And how much mercy I have on myself, how much I have helped myself at this time. God helps them, those who help themselves. So at this time, and that help then continues later on, this law in future also. So all those souls who had capacity at this time filled, so they used it, consumed it gradually. And by the time they come in copper age and iron age, they become empty. How much royalty they had in themselves, how much spirituality they have filled in them, how much reality and royal sanskaras they are filled in themselves. But there, it is because that is the royal stage, pure stage, a new stage. Even a plastic, which is very new, it is shining. It does not feel, you won't say it is old. Ordinary piece of plastic is also shining and is called new. So the souls in the golden age, all are happy, all are content, all are virtuous, but capacity is decreasing as the time is moving. So now, how much do I give actually, I become charitable soul, that I am actually helping myself to give these qualities, use these qualities for myself, and sharing these qualities with others. As a responsibility, how much I am actually giving, taking the responsibility is a good quality, but then am I doing with burden, tension, worry? Responsibility is there. I am responsibility, but responsibility, how it I am giving? With tension or with soul conscious attention. So this is what Baba speaking about it, that you are becoming healthy, you are becoming wealthy when the blessings are given. Generally blessing is may you be a healthy soul, may you be a wealthy soul, you live long life. And these blessings that we are receiving is at this time, is at, am I keeping myself alive? Long life, how we make ourselves long life? Ourselves as blessing ourselves for a long life. Brahmin life is new life, new birth. And in new birth, how much I'm sustaining myself with sustenance of Baba? How much I am actually enjoying the healthy food, knowledge, which is food for the soul. Knowledge is food for me, and if I am eating and chewing and digesting this food, the soul is happy. It's wealth as well. How much I am interacting and investing this, I become wealthy. How much I am actually, it is medicine. How much I am taking it regularly, systematically as it should be. Virtues are my medicines. Sickness is what? Sensitivity is sickness. Jealousy is sickness. Hatred is sickness. Competition is sickness. Rejection is sickness, because it is a weakness of the soul. And so spiritual energy means that the soul is becoming powerful. Bless myself. And it is a subtle thing. Just mercy yourself, but at the same time have blessing on yourself as well. But don't become egocentric of what we are doing. How this blessing become curse? How good this becomes a sin? The good thing I'm doing, but I'm doing with the consciousness of show something, to show myself. For example, if I'm giving donation, my name should be put on it. It should be, people make hospital, only on the garden they have given donation to make some benches, but their name should be mentioned on it. They are going, there are many temples are made, and every step they say, okay, I donate for a step. On every step, instead of name of God, people are stepping on with the name of the person that is written on the steps. So what is happening at that time in a subtle way? This desire, my name should be there. People, those who are going on steps of the, whom they are remembering, what they are reminding, their name. They are going in God's temple to have vision of God, and here they are remembering, oh, this person gave this donation, this person gave this donation. So I am gradually, I myself am separated. Sin means separation. And when we are separated, suffering starts. Sin is not anything else. Suffering starts. And the more I am separated from myself, my original qualities, my godly qualities, we are becoming far and far and becoming weak. And then this weakness is inviting weaknesses, defects, bad qualities, and result is that we perform that action on that consciousness, with that consciousness, we create suffering for ourselves. God does not give suffering, God does not punish, but we create multi-time suffering for ourselves. That Baba spoke one day in the Murli, that if after donating vices, you use it them again, you take it back, the sin multiplies. It is like the law of you give charity with soul consciousness, you give the donation with selflessness, without any expectations incognito, that this incognito donation is like a seed. When you plant a seed in the land, the seed is growing, and this seed is actually giving the unlimited benefit to you because it becomes fruit, and that fruit multiplies. In the same way, if I use my weakness which I have donated, and I then use it again because I still think it's my sanskara. After giving it, I have not given. I use it thinking it is my old sanskaras, my old nature. And then we repent after being a knowledgeable soul. When I am making a mistake, it pinches more. It gives more suffering. Again and again it makes you feel guilty. Others also then you begin to feel that I have lost my respect. I have lost my happiness. So in this way it multiplies them. After becoming a Brahmin, when we make a mistake, by being a knowledgeful soul, the most important, most subtle punishment is that you use your self-respect. You lose your happiness, and that is the biggest punishment of all. Because whole thing is that Baba is telling you to create your self-respect. So that it means subtly I am still attached to my weakness, with my weakness. I have not conquered that weakness, and that's why that again I planted, and that also becomes a fruit. Multiplies and it's an automatic law of karma, of karma philosophy. By being, whatever I do, when I am detached from it, I create my fortune, I get multiplied benefit from that, because it's not only my present pleasant, but my future is also fruitful. But the whole secret is, do good and remain detached. Do good, remain detached means egoless. Remain detached means receive reward, but don't accept it. Appreciate it and give preference to others, those who supported you. Then we are creating our future and our fortune, and that is called charity, benefit for the soul and giving to others, selflessness. Secret is detachment. A fruit which is growing, for example, mango or any fruit, when it is unripe, you try to get that fruit to grow, will it grow? It will not be even separated from what the stuff is in it, a mango or an apple or anything. Very difficult to cut it. And this mango seed, for example, even you use the sharp knife, the seed will not become separate. But when it has the power of the sun, it remains connected with the tree. It becomes full ripe. You press it like this, the seed becomes separate. This seed you throw anywhere in rubbish, it will become a tree again. Because the secret was that it was detached from what the soul had in itself. After achieving everything, you give it to others. Remain detached. That is what it is. After doing good things, after becoming perfect, you remain detached. Don't have the consciousness of it is my, then that is charity for yourself and charity for others. This fruit then continues for future and for present as well, pleasant. today time is limited because there is another program and bhog is going to be offered 4:45. So I have to finish now, time limitation of time. But then in order to bring these qualities within myself, it is awareness is very important, that whatever task I am doing, am I using the qualities which Baba has given to me, or I am separated from those qualities and I am connected with the qualities of Raman, body consciousness. Raman is not anybody else. Raman is my own negative personality is Raman. My own weaknesses is Maya. My own doubt is Maya. Doubt in myself, doubt in others, doubt in each other, doubt in time. But clarity is light. So I need to stay, the more longer I stay in connected to my original qualities, I am a donor, I am a charitable soul. Data. But I need to have vidhi, I should have the method to make it perfect and fruitful. And this is why Baba is Data, also Vidhata. He gives the method. And method is do the work as a detached, honest trustee, selfless, benevolent consciousness. The more detached and benevolent I am, benefit more for myself and benefit for others. So this is why it's important time now to receive Baba's blessings, because blessing makes you blissful. So in fact today's Murli is a very, very, very powerful Murli about this contrast, vidhi, the method. The method, every speciality is used with selflessness, soul conscious, virtuous, but egoless stage. It becomes a blessing. The same good quality, it's a diamond. The moment I and my and it attachment is created, it becomes a diamond, becomes with flaw, value loses. So while doing any activity, stay in this consciousness of healthy, wealthy, happy. How? What is meaning to be blissful? What is meaning to be healthy? What is meaning to be wealthy? What is meaning to be blessed with children? With children I have to sustain. It's a very, very interesting Murli. So please take notes from that, and maybe another time we can go into the detail of this. Now bhog is going to be offered.